Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It is your duty as an American. Just do it and smile. It's your B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope and TJ are here as well.
This has been a thing, man. My husband was called in for jury duty. Now, you know, you get that paper, that colorful paper in the mail, and there it sits on the table. And he just kept talking about it and talking about it. And I go, haven't you ever had to do it before? And he's like, no. So to be in your 40s and for some reason never have to sit.
I never got called.
You never got called.
Last year was the first time ever that I got the letter. 54 years old.
Wow.
I'm registered voter. I have had my driver's license since 16. There is no reason that I haven't been called.
That's crazy to me. I was 20 when I first got called to jury duty.
And so he's got all these like theories as to why.
Why you now?
Know, yeah. He's like, you know why? Because I went and I renewed my driver's license and it put me on a red. I don't know. He has all these theories as to why he was all of a sudden on the radar.
By the way, if there's any clerks listening that can give us some insight into this,
I would like to know.
252-WBEE. We won't put you on the air. You could text us. Let us know.
Oh, my gosh. It was. So I'm trying to. And he's like, I don't know if he was nervous and he's trying to figure out all these ways. He's like, I don't know. Like, if they ask me, what do I say? And I go, well, you got to tell them that you have a wife in the media and that you watch news every night because I force you to. And I'm like, it's going to be okay. It's fine. It was almost like convincing a kid that that the generic Legos that you just bought them, the duplex or whatever, are just as good. You know what I mean? I was like, it's probably going to be really interesting. You know how much we watch FBI and CSI and NCIS. I'm like, so, I mean, maybe you'll even enjoy it. Like, I realized that my
there
voice
are some
went
people
higher.
That love going to jury duty.
Really?
I don't know any of them, but there are some. There was one guy when I got called in that I was talking with. He was an older retired guy. He's like, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm like, I'm cringing because I have to take time off from work and da 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 da. But again, it is our duty as Americans. Randomly, every couple of years, you're going to get called to give up a little bit of your time for
every
society.
Every couple of years, you went almost 40 years without getting picked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
There were hundreds of people, and of all those hundreds, he was chosen. And he was like, it was because I looked alert. He goes, I made eye contact with the judge. I made eye contact. Like, you know how my head's always on a swivel. And so he's got. Jeez.
Did he bring his little sign, the little stop and go sign?
For his flagger sign. But I don't know what it is about jury duty. That just like every, I don't know. It just seems everybody just dreads it.
My mom wants to go and be selected for jury duty so bad.
See, there's the person.
Oh.
There she is right there. Has she ever been?
She's been. She hasn't been selected to serve on a jury. The one time that I went for jury duty, my ex and I had broken up. He showed up at my work looking for me. And my boss is like, she's not here. You don't need to know where she is. Like, why are you here? He's texting me like, where are you? Why aren't you at work? I was like, I'm at jury duty. Leave me alone.
What if you could make a living serving on juries? It's a B-Morning Coffee Club. We were talking about jury duty. Steve got the call to go in.
Yeah, well, he got chosen.
Yeah.
So
there is there is talk, and I don't know that this is ever going to happen, that maybe we should consider professional jurors. People who are educated in the law, people who kind of know what they're talking about, and it's not like knee-jerky opinions that you and I might have.
Well, the whole thing is, though, the law is that, you know,
it's by the people.
It's by the people.
Or the people.
Yeah, your peers.
Yep.
So to have a fancy legal team that's judging you, that would be the un-American way, Billy. They want people who have no idea what you're talking about. They want people who are like, I got to get out of here.
It's not what the founding fathers meant, TJ.
They're only paying me $40 a day.
Exactly.
Well, let's just call this a day.
And people are doing crazy things, you know, to get out of jury duty. My friend showed up, gloves, masked, sitting there, arms crossed, like looking suspicious. Finally, they were asked, is there any reason you can't serve on the jury? They go, yeah, I'm not trying to get monkeypox.
So they acted insane.
We're acting insane, yeah, paranoid, like, the entire time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, if you've ever sat in, when I sat, I was like ready to pop. I was so pregnant the last time I got called. So it's been like 13 years.
Don't they kind of just wave you through at that point?
They do. And 70 plus as well, because there's lots of retired folks. And that's what Steve and I were talking about. I was like, there's so many retired folks that would love to just sit there. But if they're above 7, they normally let them go. And if
but they can be president, but not serve on a jury. Okay.
I don't know. I'm just reading what it says here, Billy. That's all I'm doing. Certain occupations, if you're active military, if you're a judge, if you're a lawyer, obviously.
My dad, volunteer fireman, and that got him out every time he brought that up. Yep.
Yeah. And all you have to do is be a U.S. citizen. You got to be 18 years old and reside in the county where you're summoned to serve. You can't have a felony conviction unless you have a certificate of good conduct. But yeah, if you have a felony conviction, that's about it. So the theory that we are convinced that it's like, oh man, look, I went in, I renewed my driver's license, and all of a sudden now I'm summoned. Or I paid my taxes, and now here I am being summoned. There's something that has to,
Hope got selected at 20. I was 54 the first time I ever got a letter from any jury duty.
And
driver's license, registered voter.
So there's just no rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
And also, just because the state budget is like 5 weeks late, the $40 a day isn't happening until whenever they pass that budget, I guess, too. So
get a big fat check when it finally passes them. We got some country music news for you. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, Hope, and Riley Green talking about acting.
He is a pretty man.
You would just look at him, right? It doesn't matter if he can act.
I think that's one of the requirements. Well, I'm sure he can act. Here, say these words.
Did you see the last video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was okay.
He was okay. Did you even see his face? Anyways, Riley says that, and he used the word weave. We've actually...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We've kind of gone down that road a bit. It's you.
Him and his team?
Yes, maybe it's him and his team. It's him. He says, I've read for a couple of shows here lately. Not that I have a lot of time for it, but I think it's something that I would enjoy and also something that I think would help my music career. And he went on to talk about how Yellowstone really took Lady Wilson to the next level. Mm-hmm. And she's like superstar now. And I'm with him that that was definitely a big part of it. So I wouldn't be shocked. Tim McGraw, he's done great stuff too.
Jelly Roll and what was it? Kane Brown on Fire Country.
It. Yep.
So it's been done.
Thomas Rhett feels, he felt recently, he was walking on stage, he was sitting in the audience, mm-hmm. and the bit was supposed to be, he got called up on stage from this show as a Christian artist, and he goes running down the stairs, he missed the last stair, bloop, down he goes, and he hopped up, and you could tell he was hurt, but he didn't want to miss the song, so he literally hopped on one foot the entire time. When he got off the stage, went to the hospital, he got an x-ray done, he gave us an update. He said that he had a very bad sprain. Nothing was broken, but oftentimes it's better to have a broken leg than a sprained something. He says he's been in a lot of pain, but he also said, welcome to 35. I guess that's my new motto.
Well, the show must go on, right?
Exactly.
Who was the Olympian who, even though she was hurt?
Oh, the girl.
Yeah.
Tanya?
She came off of the horse.
She came off of the horse and hurt herself, but then went on to win gold.
American hero.
She finished and they carried her off.
They did.
That would have been great.
If somebody picked him up and carried him off the stage.
Picked him up and carried Thomas Rhett off the stage.
His wife came out of the shadows, yes, on the side of the stage. Did Billy Ray Cyrus hard launch a new romance with the movie star? We were talking about this the other day, TJ. On Sunday, he posted a picture of himself kissing on Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
Billy and Elizabeth apparently worked on the same set back in 2022. It was a movie called Christmas in Paradise. reps for Billy Ray and for Elizabeth have no comment on the relationship. Mm-hmm. But if it's not them announcing the relationship, it is an expert level troll.
Oh, it's definitely, I think it's definitely them.
He's just kissing her cheek. It's not like they're making out. It's just a little mwah.
It's not a friendly peck.
You think?
It's like a, no.
It was on Easter.
You're out there at his ranch.
We don't know when the
picture
was taken, though. You don't know when that picture was taken.
He had on rabbit ears. The troll thought in advance to post it on Easter?
Yes.
He had on rabbit ears.
It's the Morgan Wallen school of trolling us. We're all idiots and we believe everything we see. Well, that's certainly an idea of what we could do with local malls. The B Morning Coffee Club, WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope is with us. TJ is here as well.
Yeah, apparently they're taking abandoned malls in China and turning them into paintball arenas.
That sounds like fun.
So, Rondacoit Mall, there are some openings. Head over there.
I thought they made that into like senior housing or something.
Half of it. There's a certain side of it.
So the other half is still just empty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think there's future plans, but I'm not quite sure what those are.
I love that they're turning the Hotel Cadillac into housing. But have you seen online where they've taken like old elementary schools and turned them into housing, like broken them up into apartments? It's like, oh, I live in the principal's office.
Oh,
I live in the gym.
That's neat.
I see that on the TikTok. There's families that buy old schools sometimes, and they just, every kid has their own giant room. And think about it. You have the gym.
Yeah.
You got the whole cafeteria. You can have everybody over for Thanksgiving. You got an industrial kitchen.
What does that cost to heat?
It's crazy.
I don't know. Well, look at these. Shut the lights off. That's a lot of overhead lighting.
All right. If there was an abandoned building in town that you could see fixed up, what would it be?
I know right off the bat.
What?
It's the old McGregor's that's on Coldwater Road. And it's empty because it was a home, or it was a train depot.
And it still has that look to it?
It still has the look. It's right next to the tracks. McGregor's turned it into a restaurant. It's got beautiful woodwork inside. And the McGregor's moved down onto Buffalo Road with a bigger location.
Gotcha.
But that building's been for sale for like almost 10 years. It's been empty. And I drive past it every time and turn to my husband. I'm like, God, I hate to see that. I wish we could buy it and turn it into something cool.
TJ's Bar. TJ's Bar and Grill.
It doesn't have to be a bar. It's got to be something.
Restaurant.
Cool.
Airbnb.
Because it's gutted. Ooh. Like, there's no...
So you got bare bones to start with.
You just have the beautiful woodwork and the fact that it's historical. There's got to be some historical money to help, right?
Somewhere. Some funding, some pile of money somewhere.
I'll let people go through tours of whatever it is I open.
Cartwright Inn in Henrietta. when I was a kid growing up,
oh,
that was one of the places that my family went to on the regular, probably once a month. And it wasn't like a high-end restaurant. It was higher end than like your 2M's that was in Henrietta.
But it was like a family-style sit-down?
Really nice restaurant. And the place has been empty, I'm guessing, probably since the mid-80s, maybe even the early 90s. And it's just been year after year, you just see it falling apart. It's still there. I hope you said the sign is still on the wall that says Cartwright Inn.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, on the outside. Because when you mentioned it, I was like, oh, yeah, at the corner of West Henrietta and Erie Station. You were shocked that I knew where and what it was.
So there's a developer that bought the property. And the story that was in the paper a couple months ago was the developer's son is getting into the business. And he said, go find a place and we'll buy it. And this is your project. So somebody has been in there working because you can see that they put tarps over the roof. Mm. It's clearly been leaking and leaning and tilting for quite some time. So it's going to take a lot to bring that back. But the fact that somebody's thinking about doing it, because that whole region down there, you got to get more into Henrietta before you get to restaurants and stuff. Like there's really not a whole lot down there. Mm-hmm. So it would be nice to have something there. And it's right on the edge of country versus town. So I think they would draw a lot of people, but it's probably going to cost a lot to fix it up.
A texter saying, hey, when I was in college, I lived in an apartment in an old elementary school my dad went to.
Wow.
That's cool.
How about you, Hope? Is there a place you've been watching over the years?
Oh, there's so many places. There used to be a bank over at Calkins and East Henrietta Road that my mom and I were like, this would be such a cool coffee shop. It's already got the drive-through. We called and we were like trying to figure out like, what if we put together a business plan? My mom's a great baker, had it all set up. And then all of a sudden, bank comes down. They put up a Starbucks. It's like, well, I guess it was a good place for a coffee shop.
You were just ahead of your time, I guess.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.